What's up, guys? Fanboy here. So this is the first half of the episode. We are currently quarantining for a potential COVID situation. So we wanted to make sure that we still gave some content. So we took one episode and we cut it in half. So this week technically isn't a live episode. It's a half of another one, but you'll enjoy it just the same. Don't forget to subscribe, guys. Knucklehead.
I thought you hit the button already.
What's up, guys? With the Knuckleheads Podcast, I'm Fanboy.
I'm the Hayden. 4 months is not enough for this fucking guy.
Well, I mean, the fridge is just small.
It's the fridge's fault.
I do wish, though, that it didn't, like, hum so loud that the microphones would pick it up.
We just unplug it before we start. We get the monsters out of them, you know, because you're going to hit fucking two of them, like, Stone Cold style.
Well, it's like, also looking at, like, do I really want to pay electricity for that fridge?
I don't think that thing pulls that much electricity.
I don't want to find out. My bill has been zero for like 4 months. What?
I don't know.
Maybe I'll plug it in. We'll see.
I'm trying to help you out.
I got it for this room. So anyway, don't forget to rate and subscribe on all platforms. Podbean, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts.
What's that new one?
Spotify. Oh, we're iHeart. We're on iHeart Podcasts.
We should cut a promo and then send it to them. But here, we did our own promo work.
Oh, these are different now.
I think the people at home can't see what you're talking about.
So we got Smartfish. That's why. They're not. Remember, they were like shiny and really big. That just sounded really gross.
Yeah, the other ones are usually super gummy. This is more.
That's why the old ones are probably discontinued. This is good. Probably the new ones.
We're all going to shit.
Yeah, that's okay. So that makes sense. We already remember we made our own ad for Smart Sweets.
You did?
Yeah. These actually taste better.
Yeah.
I wonder if they discontinued all of them and then redid them.
I think they were too gummy most of the time.
They're fucking candy, dingus.
Yeah, but that's still gummy, but not as gummy as the first one, Dildo.
This actually tastes way better.
I would love to have the regular fucking fish. Sweet fish.
Mm. These are sweet fish.
Swedish fish. They're exported.
These are Swedish fish.
No, they're not. They only look to the left.
Sweet fish.
They're not Swedish fish.
Are they super sweet?
No.
No, they're Swedish.
Complains about me with the puns.
Anyway, buy our shit on Teespring. So, a lot has happened this week, I guess.
Today, the sun is shining.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Not yet.
No. Look in the sky.
It's blue. It's very blue.
Technically, it's not blue, but whatever.
What color is it?
It's the color of sky. It's clear. It's not. It's only blue because the sunlight filters through the atmosphere and it appears blue. So it's not actually the sky. You can't see sky.
Did you just watch a documentary?
No, I've known that for a long time.
Oh, I feel like every time you watch a documentary the night before we record,
I come up with new facts.
No.
I find ways to shoehorn it.
Yes, yes, you do. You definitely do that.
Number one, no. Number two,
okay.
I just know a lot of stupid shit. What kind of sense?
That's not stupid. That makes sense. I just know that you've definitely watched something or read something the night before, and then
like
shoehorn it.
Give me one example.
I mean, sometimes if you watch something political or whatever, like you kind of shoehorn a new thing in there that you just learned, but then it kind of sounds like you didn't just learn it. You knew it the whole time.
So you're saying I'm shoehorning or I'm lying?
You're not lying. No. I feel like
But what political? Because I wasn't always the most versed political, but I'm still really not. I mean, you learn things and shit like that.
I feel like what you do is like, say you, the night before, you watch like 10 things you didn't know about something. And then the next day, somehow we're going to talk about that movie that you know the facts about.
So you think I'm doing like the ill prep behind the scenes? Like we're going to talk about Batman, so I do this behind the scenes work?
No, but like if it was, like the other day I watched Blazing Saddles, 10 things you didn't know about Blazing Saddles.
Okay.
So today I would probably shoehorn that into the conversation. Have you seen that one?
I might have. The thing is about those videos is that I watch fucking so many of them that they kind of just fucking blend together eventually. So, I mean, if you start spitting them out, and I know what most of them are, like the Back to the Future one that I just crushed you on that one time.
No, it's just one thing you crushed me on. Because you were like, oh, I knew that. And I was like, oh, I never knew that.
But tell me why.
But that's also another thing that drives me crazy.
If I'm wanting to be like, yeah, I didn't know that. And then you're like, stupid. Like, why? Do you feel good? You got a rage yet? Yeah. Your dick gets hard, or you're like, yeah, I knew that. Stupid. I
felt fucking hard on this morning. But anyway, tell me more about Blazing Saddles. I like to know these behind the. Like, I like to watch movies on Amazon Prime because when that thing pops up on the side, you can see cool tidbits and shit like that. I like stuff like that.
The X-ray?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is definitely very interesting. The Blazing Saddles one was. They talked about the original writer who wrote the screenplay. It wasn't Mel Brooks. The original one, and it was going to be called Cowboy X, and they changed the name to something else, but they wanted to get away from Cowboy X because they thought it was too X-rated and people were going to think it was porn. And then Richard Pryor was supposed to be the black guy, and then he was supposed to be Black Bart or Bart or something. He wrote for that role, and then he wound up not doing it. And then there was a couple of
those people. Who was supposed to be Black Bart?
Richard Pryor.
Oh.
And then there was a couple of either studios and a couple of main actors, like John Wayne was supposed to be in it. But after he read it, he was like, I can't be in this type of movie. But for the most part, it was that. It was supposed to be called Cowboy X, Black Bart, Green Sage, something Sage. And then when Mel Brooks read it, he purchased it from the studio because it was going to be canned. And he rewrote it with a huge team of writers, including Richard Pryor, one of the original writers of the original screenplay. And then they rewrote it. Mel Brooks also had the idea for the fart scene. He was like, you see all these Westerns and they're always eating beans, but you never hear them fart. And then he also... In editing, he elevated the fart sounds
to ridiculous levels
to ensure that while people were laughing in the theater, they could still hear the fart sounds over the laughter. And in some countries, they actually mute out the farting so they don't offend. there was a bunch more, but I love Blazing Saddles. I think Spaceballs and Blazing Saddles are my two, like, when you think of top 10 comedies, if I told you, like, what's your favorite comedies ever? Mm-hmm. Top 10, which is, I know in the age of in 2020, the thousands of movies that we've seen, it's extremely difficult because, you know, one day you might feel this way about a movie, the next day you feel a different way, you know?
They just don't make comedies like that no more.
They don't, but if I said, like, hey, raffle off some of your top 10, not even in an order, what would you... What comes to mind?
Like the first Ace Ventura movie always gave me a fucking chuckle. Yes, Satan. Because Jim Carrey always had great physical comedy. Oh wait, can we backtrack for 2 seconds?
Sure.
About those facts.
Yeah.
I knew those stupid. I didn't know any of those. See?
So you see how I just hand-fisted my knowledge that I just got yesterday.
We'll backtrack a little more. Also, I don't actually do that. I definitely don't watch something the night before and then try and bust that shit straight into.
I'm not saying you watch it on purpose. I'm saying, like, if you did learn something in that week, you normally try to.
No, I don't. I don't actively do that.
Even if you actively or don't actively, I appreciate it because there's a lot of shit that I didn't know, and then I take that. Then when Miss Fanboy gets home, like, hey, did you know this? And she's like, oh, shit, you smart.
Dude, you can send me a thank you note sometime, motherfucker.
Dude, you know, I got two friends at work that I send them all my memes, and they send them to their friends. And I'm like, yo, you must be the comedic genius to your friends. He's like, yeah, I get so much shit. I'm like, yeah, you fucking pussy, you taking my shit.
Motherfucker can't laugh my shit for nothing.
Anyway. Comedies. Ace Ventura.
All right, your turn. You go.
Spaceballs, I would have to put that in there.
Do the Jackass movies count as comedy?
No.
Because, every time they hurt themselves, I'd get a fucking...
Well, that's funny, but that's like pain comedy. What about, like, Beverly Hills Ninja?
That's all right, but it's not on my
or Tommy Boy?
That was fucking funny. When he gets smacked in the mush with that fucking stick, and he's like,
when is it?
It doesn't hurt here. Just right here. Like, that was a good one. You gotta look it up and then just start raffling them off.
I mean, Tenacious D.
Yeah. That was a good one. But Yeah, Three Nations was always funny.
I also have The Heat on my top comedies. I love that movie. We've watched that. I've probably watched that like 100 times. The Heat, yeah.
Oh, The Heat.
With Sandra Bullock and... We watched it together. It was probably, you only seen it once. It's with Sandra Bullock and the fat chick. Melissa McCarthy.
And what they do?
She's from Boston and Sandra Bullock's FBI. And they get forced to work together. It's mad, like, blue comedy, raunchy kind of.
I guess I just don't remember. There's that problem.
We'll watch it again. That shit is mad funny.
Oh, This Is the End.
Okay.
With these guys, that was fucking funny. Which I feel like that was one of the last funny comedies of, like, the 2000s-ish.
So you didn't like Pineapple Express?
I've never seen it. I never cared for stoner comedies. They never did it for me.
Pineapple Express is good, but it's one of those movies that I've seen a couple times and I'm good. Like, there's a couple parts in the movie that fucking still make me tear. And one of them is when the black dude in This Is the End.
With Afro.
Yeah, I can't remember. Craig Robinson?
Yeah.
He's one of the henchmen. And James Franco fucking hits him with a coffee pot that's full. And then they're whipping James Franco's ass and he's getting like handcuffed kind of. He's like, it looks like somebody fucked you up with a coffee pot and that shit. It is fucking, that shit makes me laugh. Would you consider Jumanji a comedy?
Maybe like more action adventure with some comedy.
So we're talking like straight up comedy then.
Yeah, like Jim Carrey level comedy. Because Jumanji to me was more of an action adventure, but with The Rock just
massive. Well, The Rock and
they all fucking did. Yeah, I don't think none of them did not have it.
I mean, I love Adam Sandler movies, but I know they're an acquired taste. Like The Do-Over is an action comedy.
Yeah, but like I mean Adam Sandler movies weren't bad, but. I think a lot of comedies, maybe I tend not to go back on them. They're not my go-to movies. Like, I could always watch Jaws or The Shawshank Redemption or things of that nature. Comedies, like, I have to, like, wait a while to rewatch it to kind of get that laugh. Unless it's just something that just gives me a fucking chuckle.
Honestly, I probably watch at least 2 Adam Sandler movies a week.
You're hardcore.
I just love his movies.
No, not against his movies, just in general. Like,
not all of them.
I don't think I watched 2 movies in a week. I don't think I watched what? Oh, I watched The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen this week.
Oh, I got one you didn't mention.
Go on.
Super Troopers.
Oh, yeah.
And Beer Fest.
Yeah, okay. I watched
those are stupid comedies.
Yeah, definitely.
Would you consider Bill and Ted a comedy?
Yeah,
because it's under comedy.
Yeah, because there was no way to take that movie fucking seriously.
So Bill and Ted is on that list. 21 Jump Street was on that list.
I never watched it.
21 Jump Street is good. But it's also another one that I've watched a couple times. I'm good. Like, I don't need to...
Yeah.
This list has 40-Year-Old Virgin.
But then again, like, that movie, I don't really find that movie super funny. Or, like, the rom-coms or stuff like that. Of, like, rom-coms, I don't find them funny.
Well, rom-coms I only got into because of The Misses. That's really it.
You know, like all those things in the 90s, like also Beetlejuice on that list a second ago.
City Slickers?
Yeah, City Slickers is
good. I wouldn't consider Beetlejuice a comedy, though.
No.
I think.
What's the one with Jim Carrey?
Dumb and Dumber?
Also
a comedy?
Yeah, no, the one where he's constantly lying.
Liar, liar?
Hey! what the fuck is that? Because
what's even funny is you can't make this up like this. That was so dumb it couldn't have been a bit.
Because I was almost fucking belted out the Truman Show, and I'm like, okay, first the Truman Show is not a comedy.
Oh, what about Bruce Almighty?
Yeah, the first one.
The second one's Evan Almighty, but
I think Jim Carrey doesn't have a lot of bad movies.
I mean, it also depends on what you consider bad movies.
Like his comedies, like I feel like he rarely ever did a bad like a comedy that he came out with.
I mean, people weren't too fan of The Cable Guy.
Actually, I think it was one of his better ones because it had those dark elements.
It was actually
that dark comedy was
actually made it lighter. It was actually way darker. He died at the end in the original. That's another fun fact that I heard. He was supposed to die. And they rewrote a lot of his stuff because
they shot it.
No, they rewrote a lot of his stuff because it came off way too creepy.
I mean, he was definitely creepy in that movie, but it was fucking great though.
Oh, what about Step Brothers?
That was funny. Yeah. Let the dirt shower over you. He's fucking just.
Oh, Galaxy Quest is definitely on my top 10.
That's a cool classic, though.
I love Galaxy Quest is one of my favorite movies. Like I got into Galaxy Quest before I even watched anything Star Trek.
Or Star Wars?
No, Star Wars. I grew up with, like, you and you know, our family watching it. Like, that was something that was always on.
Do you still say by Gravdar's hammer?
Uh-huh.
When you're hitting it?
No.
You say Shazam?
I would avenge thee. Meet the Parents. Wayne's World. But
I've tried to rewatch it.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't you tell me it didn't age well for you?
No, it didn't.
Beverly Hills Cop is on here, but I wouldn't consider that a comedy.
No, though. I don't call that comedy either.
Would you consider Rush Hour a comedy? Because that's the thing. Beverly Hills Cop falls under Rush Hour, kind of.
Yeah, but Beverly Hills Cop has less comedy than Rush Hour. No question. Like, he does some funny bits in there, but, like, you know. And even Rush Hour, I would say it's more of a action comedy, if that, you know.
What about Friday?
Oh, the first one, yeah, I could have.
Well, Hot Fuzz, but also action comedy.
I wouldn't call Friday a comedy, though, at all. Like, what funny. There was nothing gut bustery in that flick. Like, when he takes that dude's chain, he was like,
Red?
Yeah, he's just like, I'm gonna tuck mine. And he's like, he just.
Red, that's actually one of the writers.
Deuce? The big guy?
No, Red.
Oh, the guy that played the.
I think he's one. He had a role in, like. But he was a writer. He was something in the movie.
Yeah, that guy's been around. He's done a lot of writing jobs.
I'm a tug, man.
Or when they come out of the other guy's house, when they break in, he's like, we got $300. I got $300.
I guess that wasn't really a comedy.
Yeah.
But I would say that's a stoner. I would put that in the stoner film.
Nah, because they're not high the whole time. They only get high like once in the whole fucking flick.
What about Hot Fuzz?
I wouldn't call that.
I think that was funny,
but it had a little bit of comedy in it, but not that much. There was no comedy.
Hangover is also on my list. The first one.
I don't remember it that much, but I never really cared for those movies.
This shit has Ghostbusters on there. That's not a comedy. Austin Powers.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Yeah, that had some good comedy stuff.
I think Austin Powers had a lot of comedy.
Yeah, that I would consider more of a comedy because it's.
It's a spoof.
When the comedy takes over the initial action of the flick, like Hot Fuzz comes out as more action. Like he really stumbles onto this real fucking cult of murderers.
Well, yeah, and people shit like with that. Fucking heads getting exploded. And
yeah,
shit.
So to me that doesn't fall. They did some funny shit in there, but you know what I'm saying? Like the antics were over the top, but to me that doesn't come off as a comedy.
You fired your gun in the air and went off. No, I've never fired my gun in the air and went off. I think still Dumb and Dumber. I gotta put that on there. I think Dumb and Dumber is one of the first early comedies I ever seen as a kid.
Yeah, like and look, that you just rolled them on Clerks. Clerks is not a fucking comedy. Clerks is satirical at best.
37 days in a row. But Dumb and Dumber was funny. Is I used to watch it upstairs on the third floor as a kid. I'm probably like 5. When did Dumb and Dumber? Oh, actually, yeah, I was 5 or 6. And we had the bootleg. And I remember, like, it was our cousin up there and our uncle and, you know, all that shit. And we would watch in the living room while all the parents were in the fucking kitchen, you know, drinking and doing dumb shit. And I mean, we used to, like, word for word do the movie, you know, how kids do it, you know. Actually, supposed animated movies, but we were doing it with a fucking adult movie. And I remember our cousin was like, he was like, oh, one time I peed in a bottle and I gave it to my dad, right? The same way it happens in the movie. And I was like, really? And then his mom was like, he didn't do that shit. And I remember I'll never forget that. I remember laughing my fucking ass off.
Oh, you just looked at him and just ripped him? Just
like I started laughing. Oh my God, I was laughing.
You know what? That reminds me of another time. Because I woke up this week with a stiff neck earlier in the week. And it was killing me for like 3 days. And I.
Well, when our other cousin had his stiff neck?
Yes, when we went to the lake and this dude. He had a
fanatic.
Yeah, he had a stiff neck, and then he was in the water. You just grabbed his fucking head, and it was just like...
I did that?
Yeah, you did that, you douche mouth.
I remember.
You grabbed the shit, and you hit it like it was like a fucking like a ninja move. You was breaking a motherfucker's neck. He was like, yeah, he tried to fix it,
oh.
Quote-unquote.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, you did that shit, and he was so mad. And then we went back and he was sitting on the bench and he was mad.
Because I remember Mom Dela was like, you got to move it. It's not going to get better if you don't move it. She was so mad at him because he was just like running around with fucking. She's like, if you keep it there, it's going to stay there. And yeah, the whole day, like, he was trying to play catch. He was trying to do all this shit. Like, that was like a fucking a 90s comedy.
Yeah.
Where he's just like running around with his neck and his ear like on his shoulder.
And what's funny is every time I was, you know, I kept trying to like rotate my head, and then every time I would just look a little bit to the left too far, and I was like, oh, and then I get that pain, like, you know, you get the pain that goes from your, like, your neck straight up to your fucking head.
Yeah, the only way that you have to massage it, no way to.
It just, it took a couple of days to get rid of it.
What about Trading Places?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Shaun of the Dead's on here. Oh, Naked Gun.
Oh, that's the king of comedies for me. That's a movie I can watch all the fucking time.
Man, what's funny is about Naked Gun is that every time I watch it, I find something new. I find something that I'm like, wow, that was fucking, like, that went over my head a long time ago.
I think the best bit in the movie, when they're in the precinct and they catch up with the lab guy. He's like, oh, come into the lab. I'll show you some new stuff.
No, it's just happening in the background.
No, not that scene. Most of the scenes, if you watch the background, you can see them doing shenanigans.
Yeah, it's random shit.
But when they go through the door, the scientist and, not Frank, the captain.
Oh,
they go
through the door. It's not connected.
They go through the door, and he steps, like, around the frame of the door, like, because it's from scene to scene, set to set. He steps around it. But the way he does it so casually, you don't pay it no mind. And it's like, wait, that motherfucker, he just cut through the scene.
If you also notice some of the times where people in the... You can almost tell some of the stuff that's like ad lib because when he does it, some of the faces of the other cast, they're like he's just fucking like, it's almost like surprise. He, like, I'm pretty sure that wasn't in the script. Him walking around the thing, I just feel like that wasn't.
No, supposedly they did that in the original show. That's a bit from the show.
Oh, okay.
Because there was a show called Files from Police Squad.
The Drevin or no, no Files
Police Squad? It was called Files from Police Squad, and only lasted a few episodes because they had written everything they had. And they didn't have anything else.
They blew their load.
Yeah. They didn't have anything else. But so that's supposedly a bit from the movie. But that movie totally was fucking great.
The one I seen first, I think, was 3. What's the one where they're doing the baseball bit where he's on the mound of dirt?
That's the second one.
The second? And then eventually that's one of the Oscars.
The third one. No, wait.
I thought it was the third one.
The first one is the baseball one. That's the first one. The second one is
No. Not the A's Reggie Jackson shit. The first one is the mind control.
Yeah, that he's gonna kill the queen.
What's the second one?
That's the one where they put
up. Talking about the one with Rocco. Thought that was the third one.
That's the third one. Yeah, they're gonna blow up the Academy Awards with a bomb.
The what I was saying is the baseball scene when he's in the jail and they're playing baseball. He keeps knocking the dirt, the Shawshank Redemption bit. Yeah. But then eventually he's on a massive mound, and then they even put the line of the baseball thing over. Yeah, like that shit. I seen that one first.
Yeah.
I thought that was the one and only.
That was my least favorite.
That was what I grew up with because I thought that was that was the only one.
Yeah. And at the end of the movie, when he was like, I'm going to blow this whole place up. He's like, can I pull the underwear out of the cracker and go out comfortable?
They stretch the fat bitch in the limousine. They put an arm out the window, arm out the window, and her head out the fucking sunroof.
That lady was around for a lot of movies, too. She was an old fucking actress, too.
Yeah, that movie.
I almost want to say that's the lady from Misery, but I know it's not.
No, that's Kathy Bates, I think, from Misery. The Big Lebowski, can be honest, I've never seen that movie.
It is, but it's good. I don't know. It has a weird following.
What about Monty Python? Holy Grail.
Monty Python. To me, it always kind of seemed like more. I like it, but it was it was more of a sketch thing than anything else. Like all their bits and stuff. Like a lot of, if you watch their like regular shows and stuff like that, or their other movies, like they're fucking weird. We're just a son of a bitch. But then again, we probably don't get some of the comedy.
Harold and Kumar was not on that list.
I never really cared for that movie.
The first one?
Yeah, they were kind of boring to me.
Does that count as a stoner flick for you?
Yeah, because don't they get high and go on some ridiculous shenanigans for like the whole flick?
Well, they get high and then they want...
White Castle?
Yeah. what about...
I don't want any White Castle.
I like White Castle.
I'm sorry.
There was another movie that I was.
You know, if you ever got to lose weight, just go to fucking White Castle.
What about Anchorman?
The first one was good. It had a lot of good stuff in it.
Wasn't a big fan of. Oh, that's an action. Because the other guys, I love that movie too, but that's an action.
Yeah.
It's kind of action comedy.
Yeah.
But I also Get Hard is funny with him and Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart. He's preparing him for jail.
Oh, I've never seen it, but I the trailer's funny.
Well, I think like those, it's very difficult because of course everybody has their own
definition. But yeah. Like I think if I was gonna draw a clearer definition, I would say The Naked Gun is a comedy, then something else behind it, where like the other guys is action then comedy. Rush Hour action then comedy. The Naked Gun puts the comedy first.
But I would consider Naked Gun different than like,
but more comedy.
No. But what I would say is like. Ace Ventura is a comedy. Naked Gun to me is like a not a sketch, but it's like a so over the top. Like it's a like Ace Ventura. You could take him seriously. He's a eccentric fucking weirdo that you know delivered the package in the beginning, and he was a cop or whatever. Like you can almost take him seriously. He was a pet detective.
Yeah, but why can't you take Frank Drebin seriously? He doesn't do anything out of the ordinary.
Every scene is there's something outrageous in it.
Yeah, but he doesn't do nothing that doesn't lead you to believe that he's not a regular cop.
Well, I'm more referring to like there's certain scenes in the Drebin, like the fact that I feel like that was more of a pulling bits from movies thing.
Well, that's technically what The Naked Gun was. It was a lot of those bits
like
come
scary
out,
movie,
come out
for,
of,
for,
they come out of the show.
Well, no, but like he did bits from The Untouchables. He did bits from Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, like it was a parody.
Yeah, and like that's why I don't like it's a comedy, but I consider that like the action version of or the original version of like the scary movie genre, where they take all the funny shits from other movies. Put them in their own way, and then make it funny again in a different way.
Which, by the way, that fucking scene is hilarious.
With the baby, yeah.
The baby's like, angry postal workers, and then they're really just going.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that fits under a different genre. Like, then Ace Ventura or, you know, Tropic Thunder or Superbad or something like that.
Oh, Tropic Thunder, that's fucking funny.
I would consider this the same thing with, like I would consider even Spaceballs different from, even though Spaceballs is a parody, I would consider that different from
other comedies?
No, from
The Naked Gun.
Naked Gun, yes. Naked Gun I feel like is completely different. Naked Gun is
with its own brand of comedy.
Yes, and same thing with like Monty Python. Or no, I just feel like those are different.
Can we just say how Tom Cruise was the shit in fucking Tropic Thunder?
He was. I think he was really funny. Most people didn't even know that was Tom Cruise.
I didn't know it was Tom Cruise either. I didn't know it was Tom Cruise until he was a bitter end though I saw in the credits. I know what I'm saying.
But I definitely feel like it's very difficult for people to like discern what kind of comedy like or whatever the case is, but there's definitely stuff on that list like Blazing Saddles or
I mean and it's all subjective, so that's just what we think fits into the category, but
yeah, because it's very difficult to separate action comedy. You know, because The Other Guys to me is a really funny fucking movie.
Yeah.
But if you look at that versus like Dumb and Dumber, they're completely different. But Dumb and Dumber does have serious moments. Because it's a comedy movie about two idiots, but then they're trying to add like that rom-com element that he loves What's a Face and all that shit.
Yeah.
Mary Sampson.
Samsonite.
Well, her name was Swanson, right?
No, Samsonite was the name of...
The Luggage.
The Luggage or something like that.
No, that's the brand of Luggage.
Yeah, her name was...
I think it was Mary Swanson.
You sure? I thought it was something like completely outrageous.
Pretty sure it was Mary Swanson.
I'm not trying to debate you or bet you. I can't attest. Oh, the trailer for Borat 2 dropped. That was pretty funny.
They've been filming that for a while.
Yeah.
Let me see. Dumb and Dumber... Still crazy that's fucking 94.
She old yet?
It just has her as Mary. But I'm pretty sure it was... Yeah, because her dad is Carl Swanson. Mm. And Helen Swanson. Yeah.
No.
Anyway, no. I just randomly... comedy stuff came into our head. Another Another random thing this week that was kind of funny was that the Ohio, the 911 call that I sent you. Ohio woman called 911 claiming her pussy was on fire and she needed a hose to put it out.
Yeah. And then they called her.
Yeah, it says when, number one, it was an immature prank call. It says dispatcher answered Morgan's 911 call asking what the problem was. She responded, I need the fire department, please, because my pussy's on fire. I need to make sure their hose is working. Is their hose working? The dispatcher then clarified by asking, what is on fire? To which Morgan repeated her claims. A friend of Morgan's was heard in the background of the car laughing.
That's fucked up because...
Police tracked down Morgan at her friend's place. They arrested her and took her into custody. However, she didn't go without a fight. According to the police report, it wasn't until police officers showed Morgan his taser that the agitated woman got in the cop car.
It was kind of like when you were a kid, I don't know if he ever did it to you, but I had seen him do it. He takes the bell and he makes you smell it before he whips your ass with it, because I think he did it to our older brother.
No, he didn't make it smell it. He did the cracking of the bell. Oh, yeah, too. He did that. He didn't make me smell
it. He did it to our older brother.
But this one is...
That's why he puts a taser. I'm a taser ass, bitch!
The fact that she avoided jail, I mean, I don't think he could go to jail for that, but...
No, but at least a nice fine would be nice. You know, a couple...
After reaching a deal with prosecutors, Morgan pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct with persistence, which is a misdemeanor. While she was sentenced to 10 days behind bars, she won't have to serve any of the time if she doesn't get into any more trouble. She also got a $250 fine, but $150 of that was suspended as well.
Oh, man, I should hit her for at least $1,000.
Bottom line, don't do prank calls.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Pro tip, don't do that to 911. That definitely could put lives in jeopardy. It's fucking funny.
Have you ever done that?
Yes.
Call 911?
Yeah.
Dirtbag.
Yes.
No, I've never done that. I've prank call up the ass.
I only did that to 911 like one time because it wasn't that funny, and we used to have.
Did you do it from a payphone?
Yes, the payphone that was on the corner where the shit fruit stand is. We had the number to that phone, so we used to call that phone from the stoop from our cell phone. This is where we first early cell phones, and we used to call it, and then when people were walking by, people would pick it up sometimes, and we fuck with them. It was really boring. It was late.
I mean, we didn't do that. We did call random people, like random stores in the area.
I used to call the operator too. Fuck with the operator. And then they block you from calling the operator for a while. Like, it's like a temporary ban or something. They block you for like 10 minutes or something.
We used to do we used to call like the delis in the area and try to like order shit or like, it was kind of fun. It was kind of order a bunch of shit and then just.
See they do it?
Well, we wouldn't know because we haven't went. Damn. So in theory, they could have made it. We also used to call the fucking, the chick numbers on the back of the, like, the magazines and stuff.
Oh, hear the fucking, the intros?
Yeah, what's funny is that mom caught me doing that one time. And we were doing it as, like, a joke. We were trying to, like, prank call. And there was one of them that you could speak to a person. And we were teenagers. And then I remember... One time, mom was like, hey, she had the printout of the like all the numbers called. And
yeah, so I think they used to do that.
Sprint used to send that to you, the whole fucking every number you ever call. And like, it was just like, 1-800-FUCK-ME. It was just all like stupid, funny. Like, it wasn't like a jerk-off thing. It was like, we were, you know.
We hope you're not jerking off in the same room together.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Just don't look back to back.
We still watch porn together, so... One of our friends had a legal cable box.
I thought that was always super strange.
What, that we watched porn together? Well, no, what's funny is I remember watching porn and we would go to, what's funny is that I'm marrying a sister, but if we would go to his house as kids and they had an illegal cable box and we used to watch porn, like watch porn all the time. And you always had to have the last channel. You put the last channel to like sports. So this way, if someone came in, you hit the previous and it goes to sports. And I remember we would watch it and it was a bunch of us. And then we would like, one of them was like, yo, that looks like you, like one of the guys. And when I think about it now, I'm like, no, it don't. Like, I got so mad. I was like, that doesn't look like me. And then I remember one of them was like, yo, dude, you're fucking banging a chick. Like, say that. It's fine to look like you. It doesn't matter. And, like, I was like, no.
No.
But I think I was, like, yeah, probably, like, 13, 14.
I think when we did that, we had VHSs. We didn't even have the cable version yet. And then, like, we almost got caught a couple times, but the one time...
What, jerking
like,
it, or...?
No, there was a few of us in the room. And then, like, this dude's mom, we could hear her trying to open the door, and the door used to... There was fucking shit. It would stick and shit like that. So I remember...
So how you say it's weird to me, but then you used to do it?
No, because we did it a few times, and every time we did it, I thought it was weird. So why are we doing this? This is fucking weird.
Why are you guys masturbating?
No, and then, like, the first person that went to the bathroom... He was just like...
Which was me, and I remember going to the bathroom, and you're like, what you doing in there? Like, bro, I'm taking a fucking piss.
Yeah, and then his mom almost caught us. And then we hit the button, and the fucking tape is like... And it's trying to come back out of the VHS. We're trying to rip it back out so we could fucking put it in this container that I slid under the couch. And then somehow his mom just happened to know that shit was there, which I'm already assuming she knew, or something like that. And it was just this like...
I mean, it's a natural... thing. It's a normal thing. You know, when you have a group of fucking adolescent boys, they're going to look for titties. Like, that's just normal.
If porn will find.
Yeah, or you're going to make porn. Like, you're going to be like, oh, look, titties somewhere. The boobs, the rocks that look like boobs. Yeah. Like, that's it. Like, there's no...
And then we did it a few times, and every time I just thought it was super fucking weird. I don't know why. I was just like...
We watched...
I was like, can we play Nintendo? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, you were a pussy. The worst thing... I remember watching fucking, like, late night TV with mom and the fucking Joe Rogan or the X-rated girls come on, the Chicks Gone Wild, the commercials. And he'd be like, oh, we like to, you know, suck, beep. And then it's like, you know, fucking showing their tits. And
How Joe Rogan got started.
I don't know if it was Joe Rogan. I think it was a different guy. But
I think that he was the Girls Gone Wild guy. That guy made a lot of
money. Yeah, I always called him Joe Rogan because he looked like him back then. But
is Joe Rogan's a douche?
That dude, I just remember fucking seeing those commercials, and I was like, all right, I'm going to go to the back. I'm just going to walk away because it was so awkward. No, I mean, I'm sitting there, and that commercial was like 3 minutes. And you're just fucking sitting there. Your mom's just staring at a TV of chicks showing their pumpies, and you're just like, you know,
I gotta go take care of something.
Well, no, I wasn't a jerk off thing. I was just like, bro, this is awkward as fuck. So I would just like go do something. Like I would go to the fridge, like go do whatever. Stick my head in the oven.
Go to the yard with an axe, start chopping wood.
Yeah, I had to do something. Every kid knows that feeling when it's just. A nude scene comes up and your parents are there. Like, how awkward that is. As an adult, that'll probably be awkward.
I don't know how that is now. I did it one time when Penn and Teller, when they had their show back in the day, early 2000s. What the fuck was it called?
Not Bullshit?
Yeah, Bullshit. And then I watched a few episodes and it was fine. And I'm pretty sure by this point I was already over 18. And I told mom to flip to it and put it on because it didn't tell you what the episode was, but it was an episode about sex. And he's just like, and she flipped to it, and I was just like, change it back. I was just, it was like that look of like, that's not what their show was about. I mean, they did have like.
No, I know what the show is, but it's still awkward as fuck, though. I think that's the worst thing. It's just so awkward.
That's as bad as that movie, Sleepaway Camp. Never seen Sleepaway Camp?
No.
That's fucking weird.
It's weird that I haven't seen it?
No, it's a weird fucking flick. It's a movie about a girl who goes, obviously, to Sleepaway Camp. And she doesn't, she's like shy and doesn't want to interact and all this stuff. And
then she becomes she bangs everybody?
No. No.
Or she gets raped?
No, it's even worse. Like, by the end of the week, she's finally gonna make it with a guy. She kills him, cuts off his head, and then the last scene, they come upon her, and she's like petting the head, quote unquote, and then she stands up with the head and the knife in one hand, and it's like this weird superimposed shot that's terrible. It's like a low budget movie, and she got a fucking giant dick.
And she has a dick?
Yeah, and it turns out that it was the girl was actually a boy the whole time, and the mother raised it as a girl. And she had tons of fucking issues across the board, and that's why she was like shy the whole movie and all this stuff. And they used to fuck with her. But it was actually a girl actress, and then at the end, this weird superimposed shot. If you look it up one day, and you'll see, like, the ending is just like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this? But it's literally a full spread, grown ass man cock, with a girl superimposed head over it. It was a horrific shot, and I saw that as a kid. And they were like, get out of the room, and I was just like,
I mean, besides that commercial, I would say the most embarrassing thing. I remember when we used to go every Saturday. There was like maybe 10 chairs, and all of the adults used to sit in that store. And there would be a line of people. I would be watching movies on the little TV they had.
Yeah, the little fucking
double. It was like the VHS and the TV, and I'd be watching that shit. And I remember I used to go to the video store, and I would go and rent, you know, movies. And we used to go so much, and I would be there all fucking day. I would wind up renting, you know, 8 movies sometimes, because we would be there from like 9, 10 in the morning to like 7 p.m. or whatever. So I would rent a shit ton of movies.
I'm glad I got out of that.
And I remember I rented The Exorcist. Jeez. And the original Exorcist.
Let me just say, I've never seen that movie. In actuality, I'm ashamed of myself.
So I remember seeing it and I'm watching it. And I remember from Matt Farr, one of the adults like ran over to cover my eyes because she was about to start fucking herself with the crucifix. And I was just like, what? And they fast forward. They like wouldn't let me watch some of that stuff.
I don't think it's that graphic though, is it?
I don't think it's graphic, but she's like fucking herself with a crucifix.
Do you get the idea?
You get that, or like I'm pretty sure they show other stuff in the movie.
No, because that girl was young.
She was, but I think it was also like a lot of graphic language and just random shit. Oh, yeah,
she'll suck cocks in hell. And...
But I just remember a lot of movies like that that I never seen, and I would put them on in the middle of a store, and we would just watch, and I'm just sitting there like,
Facts about that movie. The movie set was so cold, like when they were actually breathing out, and you could see their breath and stuff, because they kept the fucking set at like freezing temperature to keep everybody
on edge,
uncomfortable, and to get the shots with the breath. So every so often, like, they would shoot, and then they would have to stop, like, every, like, 10 minutes or something to cool the room back off, to get everything cool again, because the breath wasn't coming out. And then there's a scene where, like, the mother gets thrown across the room, and she's on a...
The wired rig?
Yeah, she's on a... it's called a jerk rig. Because they literally jerk you back. So they did it a whole bunch of times, and it wasn't coming all right. And she was, and he was like, listen, this time, she was like, fuck, go for it. He's like, yank it. And they pulled it, and she hit the floor, and she's screaming bloody murder. And you think, oh man, this chick's really acting. Like she crushed like a vertebrae or something. Mm-hmm. And then her back has been fucked up ever since. And she fucked up her back literally when they fucking slammed in there.
You just need, what's his face? Was it Burt Reynolds? Who the hell said Burt Reynolds? Like, what were we talking about one day?
That Burt Reynolds is really an asshole behind the scenes.
Well, he's an asshole, but he was doing like his own stunts. Like, he would just like jump off of stuff.
And I'll go ahead. So that was the first half of the episode. Tune in for the second half. It should be posted at the same time. So you just have to go to the next episode. Enjoy.